what would be the thought about moving forward with a prospective study of this? Where are things right now?
For physical activity, there is a study that's been approved by the National Cancer Institute of Canada that Carrie Cornea is going to chair that will be open both in Canada and Australia, looking at a supervised exercise program in stage 2 and stage 3 colon cancers. I would say it's still in preliminary states. There's certainly not a protocol that's open yet. There's a protocol in development. In the U.S., there has been talk, including in CLGB, and we did, after your meeting, have a group meeting in July where we talked about an exercise program. And at this point, we probably will not open one. And the biggest problem with currently doing an exercise randomized study is developing an intervention that will significantly change behaviors to be able to get to the level of physical activity that we observed is necessary to affect cancer recurrences. Jennifer Ligabel from the Dana-Farber and part of CLGB and myself are running a pilot study through some of the community cooperative oncology groups of CLGB to look at an intervention using John Pierce's mechanism at University of California, San Diego, which is a telephone-based intervention and counseling where there's initially more intensive counseling and then more spread out counseling related to a behavioral modification. And so that study actually should soon open, and we're planning to enroll 60 colon cancer patients, 60 breast cancer patients, and it's a randomized study where there'll be a control group for 4 months of an intervention. And if we see that we can significantly raise activity levels, that would be stronger evidence to move forward in a randomized study where we can actually make a difference in terms of behavior.
What about trials or studying the issue of diet?
So going back, what landed up being the proposal through CLGB that we're looking at is we're actually going to propose to the CLGB Executive Committee as well as the NCI a study looking at a vitamin D intervention as well as a COX inhibitor as a 2x2 randomization. So it also doesn't necessarily incorporate all of diet, though vitamin D and calcium is certainly a component of that. There are no other dietary studies that I know of that are currently being proposed for colon cancer. One of the problems is our study on Western pattern diet was really the first to look at diet and colon cancer in a large prospective fashion. And I'm not sure we know exactly what the best counseling is for patients to be able to do a large randomized intervention at this point.
You know, it seems like kind of intuitive to think that this could be the case. You know, you think about our internal milieu, just sort of globally, it kind of is not so far-fetched to imagine that you could modulate the recurrence rate. And it's kind of disappointing that, I mean, I focalized this summer at this think tank. I think it's disappointing that more is not getting done.
Right. No, I agree. I think that there's been an environment in oncology where pharmacological interventions are thought to be the most important. But I think that there is increasing realization, both in the studies we've done for colon cancer, as well as work that's coming out of breast cancer, now increasingly other cancers, where some of these other factors may and probably are going to be significantly impacting patients' outcome, and they are worthy of study.
If you think about this concept of the internal milieu that the tumor or the micrometastases or whatever is getting exposed to, if you had to guess, what would you guess maybe might be some other sort of lifestyle factors that potentially might impact tumor? There's always been this interest in stress and psychological issues, et cetera. Anything in that vein that you think may be worth studying or maybe that there are any clues for?
And there is a little bit out there about stress and anxiety, how that affects people's outcomes. Most of these have been related to quality of life and dealing with cancer. I'm not sure I'm convinced as much that those factors will affect people's outcomes and tumors. I can certainly think of other dietary factors, high glycemic index, that certainly could affect, again, the milieu related to insulin-like growth factors. Smoking, where very interested in looking at how that affects outcomes, and we're starting to do that analysis now. Weight change we actually looked at and soon will present data on seems not to affect people's outcome as much in terms of colon cancer as what you're seeing for breast cancer.